USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's another night of curfews for over 30 cities and states across the country as leaders are hoping the curfews put an end to the riots and looting that have been taking place after the death of George Floyd. Speaking at the White House, President Trump says enough is enough regarding looting and rioting.
Our country always wins. That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans, including your Second Amendment rights.
President Trump then visiting St. John's Episcopal Church across from the White House that was set on fire late Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
According to one new presidential election poll, former Vice President Joe Biden is 10 points ahead of President Trump. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
This ABC News Washington Post poll claims that 53% of those surveyed said that they would vote for Joe Biden. 43% said they would vote for President Trump. The survey also finding a decrease in the president's approval rating, which was down by 8 points since the last such survey. This survey was conducted before the protesting spread across the nation in response to George Floyd's death. It has a margin of error of plus or minus 3%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A number of major retailers are temporarily closing stores in cities hit by violent looting and rioting. Walmart, Target, Apple, and Whole Foods are among the stores closing or adjusting store hours because of citywide curfews. Amazon has also scaled back some deliveries in some areas to keep their drivers safe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Supreme Court ruled federal courts could hear challenges of deportation orders posed by illegal immigrants if they face immediate threats of torture. A 7-2 decision on Monday rejected the Trump administration's argument to allow federal courts to review challenges of deportation orders posed by immigrants under the International Convention of Torture. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich says he hopes President Trump's designation of Antifa as a terrorist organization will open up who's funding it. Gingrich saying he's appalled that members of presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden's campaign were donating money to help bail out people arrested during Minnesota's violent looting and riots over the death of George Floyd. Former NYPD police officer and Fox News contributor Dan Bongino says this is a scary time for everyone, including how to handle this when it comes to talking to children.
My kids are scared. I have, you know, an 8-year-old daughter last night who was saying, you know, Daddy, they're not coming to Florida, are they? Known Antifa leadership is there organizing this. This is not some run-of-the-mill criminality by people who have nothing to do on a Saturday night. Yes, there are some people there who are just there to cause trouble. This is a sophisticated insurrection-type attack. This is not a joke. These are known, identified members of what now is a terror group trying to take down the seat of our government.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.